Hello. Oh, Spaces has a chat feature now. Nope, that was a lie. I lied to you. It was how many people replied to the post. I lied to your face. Excuse me. Hello, my children. Welcome to the Mori space. Can you believe my internet speed is 1.5 upload and 20 download? It's the best internet that you can get far away from the city. Great. Fantastic. Just the best. I'm glad that it took us 3 weeks to figure this out, and many rescheduled appointments to find out that my internet is unfucking streamable with. I gotta figure out a plan B. That's great. I'll keep the schedule. I have a place I can stream from with my fucking laptop. I'll make it work. I'll make it work. I always do. I'll make it work. It's fine, just leave it to me. I wish that they had a chat thing here. Felt betrayed. I can't help you. Hey, it works. Yep. What goes on? Nothing. Unfortunately, not Rust. Not Rust. This is neat. Oh, maybe it is like a chat. Replying to Bria. How are you feeling? Not alive. I feel like bashing my head against the wall 50 times. What am I gonna do? The beats? Thank you for the wave. Let me thank some people for being here. Akashiwa-san. Ollie. Ollie's listening. Thank you, Kuro-tan. Thank you to Deruka-san. Thank you to Nishi and Critical Beef. Thank you to Mega Slayer and Sergi, Elsie Le Pen, Saika Soul Gem. Thank you, Donger Bread and Joel Z. We'll figure it out. I'm hoping that when I get things moving, right? Or rather, I can get things moving while I'm gone because Mama Mori is my kind of assistant at the time, at the moment. So maybe while I'm flying around, Mama Mori can help out with trying to figure out the internet situation because she's a real hero. She's been doing everything, so many things. I'm really grateful to her. But don't worry, membership stream will still go on. I just find it funny that I find it funny that I can stream like from certain places, like friends' houses with shitty internet. They're like, "Oh, my internet's so shit. It's fucking like Xfinity and whatever." And then I use their internet and I can stream. What the fuck? Shouldn't my fiber optic internet be like super strong? Shouldn't that be the shit you're supposed to use? But no, the freaking Wi-Fi is better. Why? Why is it like that? I'm looking through the replies now. So how's your day on a scale from 1 to fuck my life? About in the middle, I would say. Yeah. Try using the live schedule chat. That's a good idea. Hold on. I'm extremely far away from my computer. One moment. Just a moment. I'll figure it out. That's a good idea. This chat thing is not super good. Okay. Hold on. We're almost there. Wait. All right, I have to go to the computer. That's fine. You can. All right, walk with me. Walk with me, talk with me. No, I was not in bed. I would never leave you. Hold on. I would never leave you. Hold on. It's a very long walk. So. It's not really a big place, but I thought it would be best to keep my computer as far away from where I sleep as possible. Because I've been having sleeping issues. Okay. The floors are kind of creaky. Okay. Alright. God, it's so bright! It's fine. Don't worry. Here. I got it. I'm here. Finally. Okay. Gosh, what a long walk. Now I'm messing with you. No! Why are you trying to stream to... Do not stream to that. Okay, we're fine. God. Do anything but stream right now. Live chat. Save. Alright. You guys can chat now. You wild animals. Just kidding. I don't want to be mean to you guys. Oh, there they go. Hi, sup? Okay, hold on. Let me get the other phone so that I can read the chats. Get the water. Dehydrated bitch. Walk up. Wait, hold on. No, close the door. Door's closed. And we begin the walk. The long walk. You guys like long walks? Long walks up 4 sets of stairs, maybe? How about 5 sets of stairs? How about 6? I wonder if there's such thing as a house with 6 floors. That would be kind of sick. Shut up, stomach. It's not time to eat right now. It's time to chill in the darkness and start brooding. Okay. Get the other phone. Where is it? Hold on. Oh, that's the switch. I can't see shit in the darkness. Please don't tell me I left it down there. Please don't tell me I left it down there. No. No, I definitely brought it up here with... Come on, man. Come on, man. No! Okay? We're going back down. All right, we're going back downstairs. Hold on, turn on the light. Just turn on the light. Double check. Oh, thank God it's here. I almost walked all the way. Losing it. I'm losing it. She's going crazy. Oh, man. Okay. I'm just gonna set this phone down. Open up the other phone. Oh, Lordy, it's on 2% battery. Awesome. I swear to God. Every second of my existence for the past 2-3 days has been me half a second away from losing it. Like, just one straw away from losing my fucking mind. What's the trigger?
What's the reason? I don't know, you tell me. Okay. Time to look at the chat. I'm going there. I'm going to the chat. Hold on. Okay. I'm not connected to the web. I'm gonna cry. Like I said, every second, two steps away from losing it. Try again. Okay. Okay. Take me to the schedule. 412. Okay, I see you. I see you. Still more battery than any of the phones in the quarry. I mean, the quarry. The quarry. It's the quarry. Don't lose your way. I can make no promises, to be honest. Just lose it. Why is this house so creaky? It always sounds like there's somebody around the corner. Just every moment I feel like I'm gonna turn around. There's gonna be like a really tall dude just like standing in the doorway. I mean, I feel like I could punch him out, but I can't make any promises. So it's just, I don't know. It's kind of scary. Scary stuff. Just so you guys know, I'm not chatting with anyone right now. I'm just kind of talking on the precipice of madness. Hi, Callie. It's Callie. How's it going? It goes. It could be worse, I guess. Yeah. No, wait, I'm still getting dressed. Get dressed faster. Be quicker, accommodate me. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a better day than me. I actually got a text from Mama Mori right now. Oh god, she's gonna be so upset. I feel terrible for her. Since you said that it was slower than Wi-Fi. Hold on, I'm screen capping your comment right now. That your Ethernet cables and ports are 6. I'm still pronouncing the quarry wrong. The quarry. The quarry. I screen capped that comment so I can see if I do indeed have the wrong Ethernet cable. But it really should not be that slow. I wonder how to find the right one, because it was weird. Using the Ethernet cable, it was like it became... It didn't become, like, slower or quicker. It was the same speed as the Wi-Fi. Those ISP people took you and Mama Mori for a ride. They did. They did warn me. They're like, about the best that you can get is probably 3 upload speed. I'm like, that's something, though. But this isn't 3 upload speed. Yeah. Wait, there are wrong Ethernet cables. Can you really get the wrong one? Someone in chat said I can get the wrong one. I screen capped their comment, so. Yeah. I thought they were all uniform. Was it Cat 5 or Cat 6? Good question. Let's see. The thumbnail was too much for the internet to handle. Let me look up which one I bought. Hold on a sec. Amazon. Because Amazon gets it to you real quick. Alright. Let's see. Track and manage your orders. Mori. Delivered yesterday. Cat 6. This one says Cat 6 on it. By Amazon Basics. Cat 6. What is better, Cat 8? There's a Cat 8. Cat. Why cats? I mean, I like cats. Cat 6 is better? The fuck? It should still be 1000 Mbps. Well, the upload speed is 1.5. For example, in Japan, my upload speed is 6. So maybe it's just really bad. I do live in an extremely isolated area because that was what I wanted. But I still feel like it should be better than this. There's just no way. They meant 3 megabits or 3 megabytes. Yeah, I feel like it's 1.5 megabytes though. Cat 7 and 8 are scams. My cat. Cat do nothing wrong. Cat is category. Oh, I see, I see. As long as you are above 5. Let's see. 1.5 MB or MBS. Let me check for you. Let me go straight up into the speed test. Speed test. Speed, yes. No, speed test. Okay. I'll check it for you right now. Do it. Do the speed test. All right. Global speed test. Go! Finding the optimal server. Okay. Ping 134 milliseconds. How is the download now? Okay, the download is 18 Mbps. That's the download, which is ridiculous, by the way. It's bad. And then I think I have the app so that I can look up the upload speed. But let me see. Who is your ISP? I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, American internet in the boonies is absolute trash. It's always megabits. Holy heck. Ha, mine is higher. Sorry you haven't got fiber. Deadbeat tech support. It's a little B. It's a small B. Mbps. I feel your rural internet struggles. It's capital M, little BPS. That's nuts. That nutty ping. Tragic, even. Yeah, just real bad, to be honest. But what's weird is that from, like, a lot of the other streams that I did from my laptop were from a place that was using, like, Wi-Fi, and I still was able to stream at 180p. So people can still live on that speed. It's bad. That's not good. It's a lowercase b, yeah. But again, you know, like I said, I'm in the rural area, so was it Subway? Stop talking about Subway. See, the reason that I chose the provider that I did was because they said they were the only fiber optic place in my area. Might want to see if Starlink covers your area. Even if it's intermittent, it's better than not being able to stream at all. That's true. Yep. Most people only use download. Yeah. I assume you meant, oh yeah, sorry, 1080, not 180. Gosh, my words. Well, we'll see who we can call to figure it out. We'll try. I have a plan, though, because I have a friend that lives close by. that has like streamable internet off of Wi-Fi. And so surely that must be available in my location. So I'll just ask them about it. 1 gigabyte per second. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's it. You've been taken for a whole ride, I fear. Is your friend? Friend. Did they not mention it was only on the most high-end cost plans? I asked them for the most expensive. I said, I need the most expensive, but it needs to be the best. And they're like, well, this is the best we have. And I dread the thought of what their not best is. Yeah. There's always carrier pigeon. Your friends hella cool if they'll let you stream the whole time. They usually do. I've done a couple streams from friends' house. So. I mean, they hooked it all through the wall. Apparently there was an issue with like the main line, I guess. So they had to call an engineer to come and fix that. And they finally got it fixed and it worked. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. Please tell us it's not over $100 a month for that. Actually, it's not. It's like 75. Oh wow, hope you heard that. But I think I have a plan for the karaoke stream too. I think I might invite a special guest to sing with me. My mommy. Yep, my mommy. Holy no, God, no. 1 sec. BRB. Okay, just kidding, I'm back. That was quick. Anyway, my mommy. I'll ask my mommy to come and sing with me for the members only archive stream. Yay. And still should be able to upload the music video just fine, so that's good news. But yeah, real sorry about this, you guys. I was really excited to get back home here and get to streaming. And then it all kind of fell through. And I didn't realize it until just now because, I was like, well, I'll stream the Worms thing to your computer. And then I wasn't in charge of streaming like Watame collab, like a lot of other collabs. I just wasn't in charge of it, So, this surprised me. And I was just like uploading videos, which is different, even if it takes a lot of time. It didn't really hit me. Huh, streaming might be hard here. So, well, live and learn. But again, like I said, this week's schedule, I'm not changing it, except for the fact we can't fucking play Rust, which would beat my head against the wall, but it is what it is. I'll probably try and get in there to do some other last minute things, but I think this month is going to be kind of stale, sadly. I wish it wasn't, but it is what it is. With like the break and whatnot, I think we'll just try and repeat the same thing next time. But I hope Ina enjoys the house. I mean, I've been enjoying Rust off stream though. Like, it's been fun. It hasn't all been for nothing or anything. I've been, doing little things here and there. I went on several journeys that got me killed, lost all my stuff, which was fun. That's the best. Might have also contributed a little bit to the mind break that is currently going on right now. Nah, it's fine. Rust is minimal compared to other things going on in
my existence right now. The rest thing. Rest is like a way for me to calm down. It calms the soul. We love rest. Yeah, for the most part, I wish I could have done more this season, but it was just impossible with all the running around and whatnot, at least stream-wise. Rest season 3 pretty dry. But, you know, we'll see what season 4 brings. I also feel like I'm just not on when a lot of other folks are on, and I realized something about rest is that, you know, it's fun to, like, do the daily stuff and, like, you know, grind a little bit here and there, but it's a lot more fun when there are, like, people in it, like, other members to play with, because I don't really feel the need to, or the need or want to play Rust, right, unless there are, like, other people also chilling there, so, yeah. Yeah. No, stop, don't give me an ad, silence, I don't want to hear it. Right. This week's schedule. I have to reopen it because it keeps turning off. Friends make the game better. Yeah, even JP members are going kind of cold on it. See, I felt the same way. And I was like, man, I did want to jump in for something that Coyote was doing. But sadly, it was at a time that just did not work for me, without giving too many details. It was just impossible, like actually impossible. A lot of times I can wake up, quote unquote, early and, you know, go participate in things, you know, force myself out of bed. But that was not possible. Yeah. I usually like to join things like that, which is why, you know, I've been joining a lot of collabs and stuff recently. It's weird because I thought that I was going to kind of stop collabing. But I'm glad that I haven't slowed down on that, I guess, because I do like to collab with people. It's just, you know, there are sometimes things that, like, make me, like, stop and reconsider, which is, you know, just like logistics and little things that you guys don't need to worry yourselves with, but I do want to, you know, like I want to focus on my content a little more as well, like doing some more like variety, like interesting stuff instead of just playing games. I know I've talked to you guys about this already. I'm glad that I figured out the internet thing before, like, doing something like scheduling a stream with like a really cool idea that I have from my list. We'll just save it for the following week or so, because actually, guys, guess what? Guess who has to go back to Japan? This bitch. I have to go back to Japan for approximately 2 days to record a fucking song. Yep. Because of a scheduling miscommunication. So I get to go back to Japan for 2 days. Ha! Nice. Let's go. Yep. Not like I've even been here very long. Flying everywhere. That's pain, yeah. Friggin' sucks. Rip your sleep schedule. Can we go with you? Well, pretty soon you guys are going to be able to enter, right? Because Japan's borders are opened up again, but I have to go back. I really didn't want to, but it's just, it has to be that way, so it is what it is. And I'm gonna head back for just a little bit, do the recording. I think they wanted to get in another one, but I don't know if I'm gonna do that. I think that might be pushing it a little bit. I sent my schedule to Mama Mori, And she just laughed. And I was like, "Are you, what's funny?" And she was like, "No way, this is your schedule." And I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "No." And I was like, "Yeah." She sent it to the rest of the family, and they were like, "Yo." My uncle was like, "I would kill myself." My uncle said that he would, yeah, he could not do it. And I'm like, "Well, I'm still young, flying around. How many different locations do I have to go while I'm on this quote unquote vacation back to America?" I counted the flights at a certain point, like the planes that I have to board in the next month and a half. And I think it was something like 10, 11. Yeah, I'm doing too much shit. It's always how it happens. A whole empty month before me, and I slowly just start to fill it with things because, oh, I'm not doing anything next month, and then suddenly I'm doing everything next month. Bad, bad scheduling. You'd think that I would figure it out by now, but I don't because I'm a big dummy. Why do I do this to myself? God. I feel like doing everything all at once. Yeah. Work can be rough. That's okay. Goldfish crackers. Yeah, I need to get those back. You need a house with wings so you can live everywhere. That sounds peaceful, actually. House with wings high above the clouds. That would be nice. Yeah, I keep trying to live with my foot in like two different worlds, you know? Well, anyway, I really don't want to choose one, but it might be easier in the end, you know? A lot of times I feel like I'm gonna have to choose at a certain point. But I'm like, really? Do I have to? I just keep prolonging the inevitable. But it's not my fault that there's so many really like cheap flights from Japan to America now compared to the olden days when I could only use like ANA JAL. Those guys. I don't know how I thought I was gonna stream tonight either with how dang sleepy I am. I went to the gym and I freaking destroyed it today. But you know, we took the measurements and stuff like that, which I will not tell you. I will not tell them to you. But they weren't very impressive anyway. So I was like, damn it. I thought that I was doing well, but that's okay because now I'm on the diet. I'm doing the intermittent fasting again, and I have training every day except for I think two rest days. So that's going to consume my life pretty soon, but in a good way because I've actually been it sounds so fucking edgy, but I've been channeling like my anger and discontent into lifting. And like walking super hardcore. Anyone looking at me at the gym is probably like, is she okay? Is she good? The answer is no. No. But you know, it's fun. I'm getting extra swole. I don't actually want to be muscular though. I want to see you rage lift. Yeah, the faces I make are pretty funny. Yeah, I've been kind of angry about things that I can't control recently. I don't want to start sounding like a fucking self-help book, but yeah, there's been like a lot of shit that I can't control, that like has infiltrated my life and kind of caused me to get really, really angry. And so I'm like, I like hit the gym and I finally decided I need to channel this rage into like running and like cardio lifting, not just lifting weights, but like doing so in a way that like gets the heart rate up, you know? And J Dude was like impressed because I was really giving it my all. I feel really good about it. But you know, it's just the beginning of a long road, so we'll see. See what happens, but I'm really motivated, so just gotta check up on myself every day and stick to the grind set. I can't give up midway, because if I do, then nothing will change, nothing will get better, you know? Tomorrow's a pretty busy day too. I've got more training. I've got like a doctor's appointment. I've got our membership stream, but that's like the light at the end of the tunnel for me. I'll find a way to make it fun. I promise. I'll find a way to make it fun. Maybe we can have a surprise guest appearance from my mommy. I don't know, we'll see if she feels like coming in and hanging out. But I'll make it cool. I promise you guys. Okay? I'm not gonna let the membership anniversary suffer because of this. I'm not. I'll find a way around it. I always do. And then we'll get better internet. God, I hope. I just broke my heart to see that the bit rate was 2,500 and it was at 720p and like was stuttering at like 56% dropped frames. I was like, there's no fucking way, man. This can't be happening. What it was. I'm gonna text Mama Mori and be like, hey, we got shit to figure out. Because the deadbeats are waiting for me. You know? I even got the setup looking so cool too. I felt really good about it. Now I've just got a headache. I keep wondering if it's from dehydration, but my head's been hurting really bad all day. And I've just felt like groggy. My head is full of fog. I was wondering if maybe it was because my friends like kind of left, and I was like, dang it. I mean, obviously they were gonna leave. Like, no duh. But I don't know. I guess I just didn't expect to have so much nostalgic fun with them. We ran a really awesome like one-shot cowboy tabletop. And it got me wanting to plan one shots after the Mythbreakers finale, which I sent a message again yesterday, pinged everyone. Haven't heard anything back, so I'm just gonna contact people individually at this point because we need to close it up. We need to finish the story. I'll make it fun. I'll make it good. It might be a little goofy, but it will be closure. What we need is closure. Just a session to tie all as many plot threads as we can and let the characters go about their merry lives, right? Because I think doing one shots will be more my speed, because I can gather a bunch of different groups of people for different ideas of one shots, I guess. And then there's no really like long-term commitment for the players. So if they like aren't feeling it, it's like, oh well, it was one shot, so that's it. You know? Because tabletops are not for everyone. But there's so many good ideas out there and so many really interesting like TRPG books made by people that, you know, aren't just like D&D, World of Darkness, the Pathfinders, you know, there are all kinds of like niche ones that make really good one shots that I'd like to do. So I think that'll be neat. I hope you guys will check it out when the time comes, yeah? If you would be interested, that would make me very happy because one shots are fun. I feel like it's a good way to keep up the TRPG thing. Yeah, it was super promising. I think that not everybody in Myth is like super into TRPGs. So but I'm, that was bound to happen with like five of us. Like it was bound to be like, oh, some people aren't really into them. And that's fine. But we have to finish it. We have to finish it now. And I think we'll be able to wrap up the story. My friends, they told me that they watch or they've been listening to the Mythbreaker sessions, and they aren't caught up yet, but they've been listening to them, and I'm like, dang it, I really need to make sure that I don't leave them on a cliffhanger, just like you guys have been left on a cliffhanger. I'll need to recap everything as well. I'll probably do that before the session on my own, and then everyone can file into a room. Do it all on the same day, Mythbreakers Day. But I'm not going to start anything new until I finish Mythbreakers. It needs to be done. It needs to be completed in its entirety. So, I shall work on that. It's on its way. It is on its way. I say that a lot, but it's the last straw. I'm gonna DM everyone individually tomorrow and say, hey, I'm picking a spot on the calendar. You know what? I'm gonna pick a spot myself and say, is this okay? I can see their calendars. I'm gonna figure out when everyone is free and be like, this is the date. Take the initiative. Even if I am a little psychotic right now, I don't want to be like mean or anything. That's the last thing I want to do is turn into a mean person. Don't question the thing with Regis today with me being like, kind of bullying him a little bit. Just don't worry about that. That's different. That's different. Those boys, they need to be whipped into shape every once in a while. That's not the same as being mean. I promise. Anyway. What's going on in my world? So, the chat's moving pretty quick. Dee 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 dee. Smith or treat. He has to flap his own wings. RP is fun anyway. I love RP. We zoom in, bully him more. if I feel like it. Kind of busy with my own stuff, right? Album's almost done. God, it's so close to being done. I can't wait for you guys to hear the theme of it and everything. And with this album, I really return to, like my Japanese music, like interest roots, I guess. There are a lot more songs with Japanese lyrics, but they'll have English subtitles provided, of course. But yeah, I really get back to the root of what inspired me to make music, instead of, kind of trying to chase what my music, quote unquote, should sound like. I really am just kind of embracing the root of what got me into making music in the first place, which is Japanese music, whether it be like pop or hip hop or any of that, because it's been a big inspiration to me. Even if what I make isn't hip hop, it's like that inspiration from Japanese rap will never go away. And I need to kind of embrace that fact instead of run away from it, and try to chase after a style that I'm not a fan of, or try to sound like anyone else. I think that's kind of dumb at the end of the day. I shouldn't be doing that, because if I do, then I won't sound like the me that you guys came to like so much, so
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes all it takes is one person to like your music to kind of make you feel like, oh man, I can't stop now. But I still love making music, so that's a lucky thing, I guess. I'm lucky I still like making music. A lot of people quit around this time. A lot of people get fed up with things like the scene, the community, their community, the process, how much time it takes, how much money it takes. It wears on your brain, man. Even now, I also feel sometimes like my brain's exploding from how much effort all of this takes. But it's not just the effort. There's so many different facets of making music and things that weigh on your mind and on your soul, I guess, that just make it really exhausting. And it's easy to fall out of love with it. But love takes work. So you put the work in. It's never simple, it's never perfect. But anyway. Do you remember when Maury was killed? No. What a silly name. I just saw somebody in chat say it during the Rust stream. Quote unquote Rust stream. I'm just gonna keep the VOD up. Yeah. Yep. No reason to take it down. No shame. No more tweet deleting. No more VOD deleting. This is the absolute state of where we are right now. I'm gonna see you guys tomorrow. I'm gonna do my best to show all the love in the world that I can to my members, because you guys are just the greatest. It might be a little bit later than 12, as in like 12:30, so like 30 minutes later than planned, just because I need to figure out the internet situation and I need to ask permission, and there are a couple things I need to set up in regards to that. And I'm kind of like surprised by all this internet stuff, so I'll get it figured out though, and we will celebrate and have fun together like we always do. So you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll see you soon. Bye everyone. Thanks so much for coming. I'll see ya.